Thanks for having me, Terry.
The remarkable thing is that nobody has died so far. What accounts for that?
You know, Terry, I think that there's a couple of factors. One, I think the word on this heat wave got out very quickly, and media did a great job of getting the word out. Local and state, county officials really tried to spread the word as well to folks all across the state. So I think just trying to spread the word was a huge part of it. The cooling centers around the state opening up, I think, really gave folks a lot of relief. We're not out of the woods. We have seen quite a few heat-related illness calls over the last few days. And unfortunately, you know, we're really concerned about what's going to happen today because, you know, Wednesday looked like kind of the peak of the heat with 105, 110-degree heat indexes around the area. But sometimes it's the day after, like, the really big peak and after, like, 2 or 3 days of this heat that you start seeing people who are really getting in distress. So we're very cautious. We hope that we can make it through this without losing anyone. But you know, today is going to be a real sign of how we're doing.
It should be a lot less humid from this point forward, at least in most of Wisconsin. Does that mean that the danger is over?
Well, I don't think it means the danger is over. It really is going to be it's still dangerously hot Thursday and Friday, even into Saturday. Sunday looks like it's going to be finally when we get a chance to get a little bit of a break. So even though humidity is a little bit down, which will help on our heat index levels, it's still going to be dangerously hot.
We heard something interesting yesterday. A spokesman for Madison Gas and Electric, MG&E, says that the last time we had a big extended heat wave, 1995, that only 30% of people, at least in their service area, had air conditioning. Today that number is more like 90%. Do you see that to be the case, that air conditioning in home is much more prevalent than it was even in 1995?
Absolutely, and that's a huge factor, too. It is more prevalent. More people have air. More people are using their air in these kind of situations. So, absolutely, air conditioning really is magic during these kind of heat situations. It really does help your body tremendously. Just keeping cool, staying inside, you know, not being physically active as much as you usually are really makes a huge, huge difference.
And I understand if cost is a factor, people can work with their utility companies to try and work something out to make sure that nobody chooses to go without air conditioning at a time like this.
Yes, and that's so critical, you know, especially for lots of folks. It is very expensive, and you know, we're just urging everyone. This is not the time to try to cut back on that expense. This is really could be you know, a lifesaver for you. So don't cut back on the air at this moment.
Todd Pritchard, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Terry.